Current state on WKAR, I'm Mark Bayshore. The high-flying Spartans aren't the only ones taking to the winter skies recently. WKAR's Peter Wharf has more.
Some might say that walking through the woods on a cold, snow-covered February night in Michigan is for the birds. And it was last Saturday night during the Harris Nature Center's Owl Prowl. Actually, dozens of families enjoyed a crystal clear, starlit Saturday night, starting with a crackling bonfire and Harris Nature Center park naturalist Katie Adams.
We'll get started. If you have not checked in with Allie yet, she's over here at the picnic table happily collecting your money.
The Owl Prowl is one of a number of winter nighttime activities at the Nature Center. On select evenings, the Harris offers night hikes, cross-country skiing, and other events, such as the Howl at the Moon guided night walk, where you can bring your dog along. Before we head on to the trails, naturalist Katie Adams prepped us on Michigan's winged nighttime predators.
So we're going to learn about owls tonight. I'm assuming you're all here because you love owls and because you're really, really, really hoping to see or hear owls, right? And please know that I can't make any promises of what a wild animal is going to do, okay? But I can tell you that we do have...
Michigan owls include the barn owl and the barred owl, that's B-A-R-R-E-D, also the eastern screech owl and the great horned owl.
How many of you have seen, like, pictures of the great horned owl? Are those horns?
No.
Are they ears? What are they?
Feathers.
They are feather tufts. What are they for? They're not for hearing. Those are basically mostly for camouflage. So if you picture an owl sitting in a tree, they already have some of the best camouflage in the world. And then they have these things that look like branches on the tree sticking off of their head. All right, let's hear what he sounds like. He doesn't say much, does he?
The Harris Nature Center was designed to show off the Red Cedar River habitat through exhibits, many school and public programs, and exploration of the natural area. The center's main building is surrounded by forests, meadows, over 5 miles of nature trails, and a 3/4 mile paved loop trail, all on the banks of the Red Cedar River.
The northern hawk owl. Has anybody ever heard of a hawk owl? Have you heard of a hawk?
I'll leave it here in case anybody
else. And you've heard of an owl?
Yeah.
Anybody want to guess why they would call this a hawk owl? Because you can only be one or the other, so I don't know why you can be called both. What do you think?
Rhino!
They're alike in what way?
Because they have the body of a hawk and the head of an owl.
I love it! That's a really great guess. You're very close. They do look a lot like a hawk. And so the hawk owl is actually very comfortable being out during the daytime. And they love to sit out in the open like hawks do. But they have a facial disc, which clearly makes them an owl. Here's what they sound like.
Kind of like a gobble.
Finally, we headed to the woods in hopes of hearing an owl call, or maybe even to see a huge pair of wings swoop through the trees. But dozens of families, many with smaller children, make a fair amount of racket, crunching and squishing through the snow-packed trails. Katie Adams put her digital owl caller to work in hopes of a response. But nothing. Though the sharp-eyed guide said she saw something.
So I'm the only one that saw it, so it's like my word against yours, right? It's a very large bird that flew through there pretty silently.
The next Harris Nature Center Howl at the Moon event takes place Saturday night, February 23rd. For Current State, this is Peter Wharf.
This is the place where you would see the barred owls here at this nature center. They're nesting out here in the wetlands.